Books on Tape presents The Virgin Queen's Daughter by Ella March Chase, read by Rosalind Landor. Author's Note. Gazing through the mists of history from our modern vantage point, it seems inevitable that Elizabeth Tudor would be crowned queen, her destiny to become, arguably, the finest monarch England would ever know. Yet after her mother's death, Elizabeth was dismissed as so unimportant that her governess had to beg the king to allow her to get clothes to fit the child. As daughter of the notorious Anne Boleyn, the king's great whore, Elizabeth was declared a bastard by Henry VIII himself. Even Elizabeth's older sister, Mary, often said the girl must be the daughter of Mark Smeaton, one of the men condemned of adultery with Anne Boleyn. Left largely without friends after her mother was beheaded, Elizabeth languished on the fringes of the powerful world she was born into. Once Henry died, Edward, Henry's son by Jane Seymour, ascended the throne and was expected to marry and have children. Failing that, the eldest of Henry's children, Mary, would inherit, wed, and breed heirs for England. Elizabeth's happiest years were those when she was under the care of the last of Henry's six wives, the learned and motherly Lady Catherine Parr. When Catherine Parr married Sir Thomas Seymour after the king's death, it seemed as if both women would finally know peace. But written historical accounts from Elizabeth's own servants have come to us through the centuries, revealing Thomas Seymour's attempted seduction of the 14-year-old Elizabeth. These include the fact that Catherine Parr found Elizabeth in Seymour's arms. The question remains, did Seymour actually deflower Elizabeth or not? We will never know for sure, but rumours sprang up after Catherine Parr...